The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your wither warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
So, Anthony, what is your safe place? Safe space, place, whatever.
My safe space?
Is it here Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah, sure, I'll buy that.
Great.
Hey, everyone, this is Anthony live in Tampa in Studio A.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 193 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right. Well, that was fun. That was exciting. So to start off the show, I want to extend a big thank you to Bill, Dave, and Gus over at WRFU in Champaign-Urbana. It was a great time visiting your studio and being on the air with you. And there was another gentleman there. I unfortunately, you introduced me. I forgot his name. Someone flushed the toilet. Was that you?
No, that was not me.
That wasn't me. I don't know where that came from. I'm a little frightened.
That was not me.
We have a toilet flushing loop. That's kind of a scary thought. I don't know where that thing came from. Anyway,
nope.
So
there's no toilet.
We'll have to check the tape. I'll mark it. There we go. So anyway, no, thank you very much. It was a fantastic situation and experience. So again, thank you everyone, and again to them, you guys at WRFU. If you're ever down in the Tampa area, you're welcome to check in the Tampa studio. So you know.
And if you're ever in the Chicago West area, just look me up, and I'll show you the Chicago studios.
See, there you go. That's how it all works out.
Yeah.
So, and it was a fun vacation, but it was a whirlwind vacation.
Wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
It was a lot of, like, car travel vacation.
Well, because we drove. We drove to Champaign-Urbana. Yeah. That's really what killed us, because, I mean, really, once we got back into the city, the car just kind of stayed there. The car didn't go anywhere else.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, it was everywhere out where we were staying, and then kind of everywhere, you know, when we went down to Champaign-Urbana, where most of the car drive. But, I mean, it's different landscape, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. It went quick. But, and that your temperature change was pretty damn fast.
Oh, yeah. Fall fell fast.
Fall did fall fast. I mean, Jesus Christ, what? I got there, and what, that next Friday night, it was down to like 35 degrees at La Quinta. Yeah. I was like, holy cock and toodles. But we at least did prepare. We did pack a separate suitcase with a bunch of different types of jackets in it. So we actually did stay warm. We were successful and not freezing visiting from Florida. So, you know, give us a round of applause for that one. And, you know, hey, that was it. So anyway, and now I'm back to the land of the ninnies in Florida. I now I'm screaming at traffic again. Welcome back to Florida. What's up with you, Joe?
Well, I want to say a big thank you to Ezel, if I may, for the...
Oh, definitely.
That was quite a fun little trip to the land of bees to see all that activity. I've got lots of video that I got to sort through and figure out and play with. So, vacation was a blast. As Anthony said, fall has fallen fast. It's just, it's here. The colors are now finally starting to change, which is always a nice thing. But, you know, you get the fall chills, and I sure got it. So, hey, Anthony, what you got for us in our announcements corner?
Well, let's see here. We have... Oh, did we miss my weed corner already? That's a shame. No, that comes up.
No, we didn't miss your weed corner.
It does come.
26, and so we're behind. So that's
we are running behind. All right, so anyway, I'm just blabbering. We're all babbling. Anyway, This Way Out moves to Tuesday. Jesus Saves, now offering 2.7% less fees on all new deposits. And we have no new voicemails.
And our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566. Hey, Anthony, what you got for us in the weed corner?
I'm trying to be a little better with my timers here. So I've made a whole bunch of new timers, so I have eight minutes and 13 seconds until we transition over to your corner. So,
yay.
So our first weed story comes from High Times and is about a study that supports legal cannabis, or actually a study that suggests legal cannabis could create over 100,000 new jobs in the state of Florida. Florida voters may have the opportunity to legalize recreational marijuana at the ballot box next year. The New Frontier data released data showing that if prohibition is lifted, hemp and cannabis jobs in Florida could swell to over 128,000 by 2025, a sevenfold increase from the nearly 17,000 cannabis jobs currently in the state.
Definitely something a politician could latch on to.
Oh, absolutely. Types of jobs generated by the cannabis industry will vary, of course, widely from low-skilled labor roles such as trimmers or bud tenders to higher-skilled workers like extraction technician, chemists, and other jobs in development fields. There are currently two proposals that would permit adults to possess marijuana and consume it in private. And this is very important because we may get fucked on this one. And I can say that. Because I'm not on the FCC radio. Only one would permit Floridians to grow cannabis at home. It appears as if the home grow may still be a long way for Florida. So we may actually wind up seeing recreational cannabis. But at the end of the day, it may still be one of those things where you still have to go to a dispensary to get it, which makes it really a bad situation because these dispensaries have a hard enough time handling the current demand from the patients for medical marijuana. And then let's go ahead and squeeze
in. You know,
I've
always wanted to wonder. I always wanted to wonder, do they allow cross-state transfers?
Currently at the moment, that is not allowed. That is federally prohibited. That's why.
See, there's places where there's tons of weed.
Oh yeah, Oregon, the state of Oregon is a huge gluttony of weed. I mean, they're selling ounces for $25, $30. Who the fuck? I'd love to go to Oregon and buy a fucking $30 ounce right now. Fuck that shit. So, you know, they have a lot of excessive weed, but federally at this time, they cannot transport it across state lines.
And that's the issue.
I believe the Safe Banking Act is supposed to address that as well. Do not quote me on that. But I believe this whole that we've been reporting on it, but I believe it's supposed to support interstate commerce, which would allow states like Oregon, who can produce massive amounts of weed, to like send it to states like Florida that cannot grow weed because the ground is shit and the soil is sand. Anyway, let's move on. All right. So the gold standard bill to legalize recreational weed in Pennsylvania is introduced. This one comes from Leafly. Looks like we have another state pushing for recreational marijuana. Two Pennsylvania state senators introduced Senate Bill 350 in Harrisburg on Tuesday, and it contains just about everything a cannabis advocate would love. There are provisions for growing cannabis at home, expungement of all cannabis criminal records, pizza-like delivery of the marijuanas to your door, and a bar to entry set so low that just about any Pennsylvanian could enter the trade as a grower or a retailer. Well, that's actually pretty good. I think that's awesome. We need to get more people involved because there's a lot of money in it, and unfortunately it's all run by those that have the money already, because I think in the state of Florida it was $2 million to get a fucking license. Anyway, the bill, however, faces an uphill battle. It has yet to gain any Republican sponsors, and a few weeks ago, Republican lawmakers in the State House of Representatives said that they, quote, have no plans or interest in legalizing recreational marijuanas. The bill was lauded by cannabis regulators in other states. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe, or Betty, or someone.
No, it's back to me, but somewhere in this script, this is technical discussion, folks. Uh-oh. We haven't had one of these in a while. Technical discussion.
What's that? Should I break out? Let me get the bong here. Hold on. What's the discussion? What's going on?
No. In our little script, we might need to look at adjusting the time because we're now so focused on keeping time. Yeah. And maybe just adjusting some of the times in the script.
We can probably move the Weed Corner maybe a couple of minutes later.
Yeah.
Keep yours where it's at and just start the Weed Corner.
Because I noticed you like...
Because the TP segment didn't have a lot of time.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep.
Yeah, so...
And what do you think? If you have a comment or suggestion, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Or stop on in into the chat room and chat us up and let us know what you think.
Hey, if you give a fuck, let us know.
Right? But, I'll take this extra time to talk about the Chicago's teacher strike that's happening at the current moment.
Okay, sure, go for it.
It's a very interesting strike.
Is
but
it now?
What I'll come to the end point, and that is both sides are playing with kids' futures, and that is not cool either. Now, one thing that one must realize with labor is sacrifices have to be made in order to get the outcome desired. And here's the thing, there is lots of money floating around in this city. We're broke, yes we are. We're $838 billion broke. But somehow, there's money to build a brand spanking new CTA Red Line station. There's tons of money to give to Lincoln Yards for all of the new commercial and residential real estate. So there's money. So come on, there's money. And it's not all about money for the teachers either. And that $100,000 figure has been passed around is what everybody makes in the teacher. And I don't think that's true. I don't think every teacher makes $100,000. Maybe like some of the tenured teachers or the teachers.
It's
that
you know what it is. Used to do this when they had issues. I gotta bleep that. A telecom that I'm familiar with used to do similar tactics with unions. They would publish the total cost of employment versus the employment salary. So let's say, for example, you made $50,000 a year and you got a pretty decent healthcare plan, or let's say a mildly average healthcare plan. Okay. That probably costs about another $12,000 per year. And then there's pension plans and retirement programs and all these other little things that may or may not be contributed into. But at the end of the day, somehow they get contributed somewhere. And then you end up with this big inflated figure. And yeah, that's what you got.
That's pretty bad.
So, you know, like somebody with a $50,000 salary, take-home pay, the company, and technically the company sees them as making, you know, $75,000 or $85,000, yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's not necessarily a fair comparison because we all are worth, we all get paid more. If you, especially if you have any type of a health plan, your salary is technically more than what you bring home. It's your plan as well, so... People forget
even
that.
Though you might even have a high deductible.
But exactly. You know what?
I think now it's time for our word of the show. Last week, folks, if you don't remember, our word was bailiwick, whose definition was your field of expertise. Like, me and Anthony, our bailiwick is this show.
All right, I'll buy that.
All right?
How much? $3? Sold.
Sure. And now, this week's word is propinquity, and propinquity means close kinship or physical nearness. So, for instance, the Pied Piper's propinquity to the flute brought the rats to his call or whatever.
Wasn't there, like, a scandal or something with that whole story? The story was scandalistic, if memory serves me correctly. But that's okay. We'll go on with propinquity. Propinquity. Yeah. Well, anyway,
Roger,
it's time for Roger's National
Day. Take it away.
Wow. Hello. It's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019, and it is National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day, Reptile Awareness Day, Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. Wow. Well,
wow.
Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky button that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning wheel, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Wait. Wow. I want more vacation. Anyway, take it away, guys.
Thanks, Roger. Tonight I'm enjoying the new Pinkle Toe Camel Bile Jam flavor from Paul and Stan's Ice Cream, available exclusively at your local neighborhood dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff. All right, go ahead and pull the wheel, Joe.
Oh, boy.
Looks like they never fixed it when we were on vacation, did they?
No. No. Cat's still stuck in there. No real cat for harm, folks.
No, just the fake pussy.
Wow.
Yeah, Sky News brings us our random news story of the night about a bunch of misguided millennials, Area 51, and the U.S. military. A branch of the U.S. military has apologized after a tweet appeared to threaten people trying to visit Area 51 over the weekend. The message, which included a threatening image of a stealth bomber and 200 airmen, posted by the Defense Visual Information Distribution Service, said, quote, "The last thing hashtag millennials will see if they attempt the hashtag Area 51 raid today," end quote.
Oh boy.
The tweet was later deleted, and the service apologized, saying that the tweet no way supports the stance of the Department of Defense. It was inappropriate, and they apologized for the mistake. The Area 51 event started on Facebook in July as a joke and encouraged people to visit the mysterious site to see them aliens. Unexpectedly, more than 500,000 people had signed up for the event before it was taken down from the site. Despite the event being deleted from Facebook, thousands of people turned up in the town of Rachel in Nevada, close to the secretive site, to take part in Aliens Stock Festival at a local extraterrestrial-themed motel. Over the weekend, police estimated that around 3,000 people visited the area, driven by the original Facebook event, with some even getting as close to as to the gates to the military base. Event-goers largely left in peace, with authorities reporting only a handful of arrests that were made at the gates of Area 51.
Wow.
Back to you, Betty.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Shine the Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results.
Be sure to visit
Shineba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566 and now, for Joe's boring weather and news. Oh, ahem. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Boring? What the hell, Betty? What did I do to you?
Betty's mean.
I know, right? I let her hog up the USB ports at the La Quinta and...
Really? She used up all the USB ports at the La Quinta?
Yeah.
I mean, we only had, like, one, and we had to, like, we fought over the one that we had. And it was only on his side of the bed, which was really annoying. Because then I, like, had this cord. This cord was, like, stretched across the bed all night, and, like, I kept getting tangled in it and everything. It was horrible.
Yes, but you put me next to Roger in the hotel room, and he stinks in low power mode, among other things. I want more vacation.
Oh, brother. Anyway, enough of that. And you know, without further ado, it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW.
There you go.
And so, my fellow humans and artificial personalities alike, unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 51 degrees. The dew point is at 36, giving us a heat index of negative 2 million Fahrenheit. The humidity...
Wait. Oh, wow. I didn't do that.
The humidity is at 56%, and winds are howling out of the hail at 15 million miles per hour, gusting to 25 million miles per hour. It's crazy. It's been very windy, and it's been very chilly and very, like, just chill cold. But anyways, for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, cloudy. During the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 41. Gusty night ahead. Wednesday, a chance of sprinkles after 1 p.m. Are they like red sprinkles or green
sprinkles? Sprinkles.
Anyways, increasing clouds at the high near 57. It's going to be another gusty day, a 20% chance of showers in the late night. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 51, mostly cloudy in the night, calm winds. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 49, clear at night with a low around 38. And that's your Chicago weather, and now for the news.
And now for the news!
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Wow.
We're updating a story we previously covered here in the Chiampa studios, this just in, with an update too, but first the story. Serial airline stowaway Marilyn Hartman is in police custody after she allegedly tried to slip past security at O'Hare on Friday, according to a source familiar with airport operations.
She's done this several times.
Oh, she's done this. This is her eighth time.
Jesus.
So she The TSA agents allegedly saw the 67-year-old moving lane dividers in an attempt to circumvent a security checkpoint at 10.05 p.m.
Wow.
Chicago police this morning told CWB Chicago that a known female habitual stowaway is in custody. But the department did not identify her by name. The airport operations source, however, confirmed the woman is Hartman. A judge sentenced Hartman to probation earlier this year after she pleaded guilty to taking a flight from Chicago to London without a ticket. Hartman has been arrested at O'Hare 8 times since 2015, and the courts have found her unfit for trial at least once. So charges are pending in last night's incident, and a felony criminal trespass charge is expected, according to a second source. Wow. We have an update at 3:43 p.m., Marilyn is charged now with 1 felony count of criminal trespass to an airport, police say. Yay. She is due in bond court on Sunday, and so there we go.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I think at this point she's kind of, like, done. I think she just should hang it up.
I wonder if she's ever been on any of my flights.
Eight times though, and how many flights there?
She got caught. She got caught 8 times.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's not assuming she's only done it 8 times.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. You're just assuming she's only done it 8 times. She's only been caught 8 times. She may have done this many times.
Wow.
She may have been on one of your flights to Tampa during the winter time.
But how do you get through without a boarding pass? Because it seems like every time I go to the airport, there's no way around.
Well, clearly she knows a way. She should work for the damn TSA. She'd be better off than us all getting frisked and getting stuck behind fucking mean old ladies that try to cut you off in line all the time.
Oh, boy. Oh, we're going to hear started about that, with that later, one. Well, I think.
Are we done with this? Is this dead horse? Is this horse dead? We're done. Okay.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So I like stuck it all the way.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
And I twisted it. And I repeated it. And it got stuck. Oh, we're back. Hello. Hello,
ooh,
Joe.
Ooh. A human interest pet poop story.
Oh, Jesus. Great.
From our friends over at UPI and our friendly Ben Cooper, Hooper, whatever. A Missouri city is taking an unusual approach to the problem of unscooped dog dropping. Planting little flags next to abandoned poop with slogans such as, "Is this your turd?"
Because that's a turd!
Oh
my god.
The city of Springfield is placing the flags in grassy areas downtown next to piles of dog poop left behind by dog owners out walking their dog. Who the fuck is going to take this job putting goddamn flags?
I was like, who the hell get? I'm like, this is a bad. Who the fuck wants this job?
And do you have to pass a criminal background check to get this job?
If you do, then fuck that. You're gonna find anyone.
The flag slogans also include "Drop in the trash, not in the grass." And this is a nudge to pick up the fudge.
Wow.
Carrie Lamb, water quality compliance officer for the city of Springfield, said the flags serve as a lighthearted reminder. Every couple of weeks, there's about 25 pounds of pet waste that gets picked up. In an average year, that's costing about $7,500 in public resources. You know, I want to do a quick calculator on that, ladies and gentlemen. $7,500 divided by 25. So each one of those dog poop or whatever kind of poop issues costs $300. Damn.
That's some expensive poop there. Right? Do they come out with the hazmat team or some shit? I mean, I'm sure. I mean, fuck. You can pay someone $8-$10 an hour to pick up the fucking poop. Just don't do a criminal background check.
You're picking up poop. We feel like having a few We feel like having a few of our hated, apparently, city staff helping spread the word with these little flags is a great way to address
wow.
that.
Yeah.
Because you would only send out people you'd hate to go do that job. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
She said, pet waste can pose a danger to water quality in the area. So just like human waste, pet waste contains bacteria and other pollutants that can be harmful to our waterways. Now, just imagine moose poop everywhere.
I see.
You can imagine when it rains and we have all this pavement. There is pet waste and moose poop on the pavement, or even on a small grass area.
How the hell are you getting moose poop in the city? That's what I'm really curious about. So I got a question. It's half past the hour. Do you want to do story number three, or do you want to go to break and save it for next week?
We'll go into break and save it for next week.
All right, that sounds fantastic. All right.
So that ends my news, folks. Back to you, Anthony.
All right, fantastic. Nope. That's next week. That's next week. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, Southern Fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call, 813-327-8566. This week on This Way... This Week Out on... Fuck God, oh. This Week on This Way Out. 1979's first ever DC gay rights demo marches into history. And in the news, Cindy wins its bid to host World Pride 2023 down under. Same gender partnerships lose in Hong Kong. Hungary fines Coke for its zero prejudice pride poster campaign. Uganda's Kill the Gays bill dies again. Chick-fil-A is flayed in Berkshire and New Orleans. And the Shepherd snub a U.S. Justice Department ceremony invitation to honor Matthew. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back with our pink cute. We'll just be back with the damn moose poop in 4 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the main, the elbow pack, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser.
Bump
the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
J-G-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O dip.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Please.
Please wait. Loading data crystal 9. Please wait. Enable HTML input. Data crystal 9. Hashtag poop pow wow. Hashtag hash browns. Hashtag tasty yummy. Start memo. Memo sequence number Z577N2GS8LFXCPZ8 subject. Car policy change. Date 1,495,384,103. Memo, part 110100. Rejoice. Server programming will commence that will remove the Shoutcast monetization cards from triggering ads because it don't pay shit, and the IRS may not like it. Please continue to add new 2-minute cards to the local cards folder. Memo, part 110101. Rejoice. Server programming will commence so that the only tracks that will play during regular programming blocks will be weather cards and local ad cards. Please continue to add new 2-minute cards to the local cards folder. Buddy 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 out. And memo, please wait. Closing socket 110101101. Goodbye.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa? For those
Betty, 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 Betty,
Betty. Ooh, Betty.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live, Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Shyamba Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Which robotic thing? I think it's this one.
Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got
a
Tampa
Monday,
weather
Roger.
Forecast and
it's
what you've
Tuesday,
really
Roger.
Been waiting for. Wow, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and beverages, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger. Roger, it's Tuesday,
You're
not
welcome,
Monday.
Anthony.
Stop drinking
You're welcome, Joe.
Stop drinking the rubbing alcohol from underneath the bathroom sink, Roger. You're getting
You're
confused,
welcome,
Roger. Oh my goodness. Alright.
What you got for us?
Alright, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for yours, Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. From Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is lightly cloudy, 79 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, excuse me. My goodness, my apologies. 82 degrees is the heat index. Humidity is 82%. Dew point is 73 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. You know, this morning, it was really foggy this morning. All the fucking ninnies were driving with their bright lights on.
That's no bueno.
I'm like, did you not like get taught that in driver's ed that you do not drive in the fog with your fucking bright lights on?
We never had that. I cannot remember having that instruction, although it's possible I did have that instruction because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
But for some reason, I never, when I tried it.
And it doesn't work out well.
I would sit in the car. When it was like in a foggy parking lot, and I tried the brights, and I'm like, ooh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I even want to turn off the lights because that might even help me better.
But then someone will run into you, so that's no bueno.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want no bueno-ness there. All right, so anyway, tonight, Tuesday night, we have isolated showers before 10 in the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 67, 20% chance of precipitation. On Wednesday, we'll be mostly sunny with a high near 82. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 70. Thursday, we'll have a 30% chance of showers after 2 in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 73. And that's it for your Shyampa weather.
You know what? Technical point.
Technical point?
You should just get rid of your weather in the script section, man.
Why?
Because you never put it in there. You just read it from the actual thingy.
Well, sometimes I read it from the thingy, and sometimes I read it from the weather thingy. If I read it, we had a change in forecast because we had a cold front move through, so my weather is not updated, so I read it from the thingy. Otherwise, I normally will read it from the script. So I like to put it in there because I do still utilize it.
So your weather can change in like 30 minutes? I guess ours can too.
Well, I put that weather in there on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, I did that on Sunday.
See, I did mine like 10 minutes
before. Yeah, no, I do all my shit on Sunday. I do all my shit, and it was Sunday morning too, so it was like Sunday at like 7 in the morning.
I keep trying to drink out of the Hulk, and it's got chocolate nuts in it. But anyways, you got news.
Yeah, Hulk's got some chocolate nuts for you there. There you go. Why not me? All right, the Orlando Sentinel brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a man with some weed, a roommate, and not a whole lot of sense. A Florida man who kept calling 911 about a roommate who, quote, stole his weed, was asked to please stop calling 911, according to Pasco County Sheriff's Department. Pardon me, I need to get something to drink.
Are you verklempted?
Yes, I am verklempted by this news story. Actually, I'm more verklempted by the Tex-Mex I was eating during the break.
Ah.
And, you know, sometimes a little piece can get stuck in your throat and just make you want to, like, choke on it.
If you get a little piece stuck in your throat, just take a swig of whatever you have in front of you.
Mine happens to be beer. In a video posted to the Sheriff's Department Twitter page, a sheriff deputy said that a man kept calling 911 saying his roommate stole his weed, $20 worth. He's upset and keeps calling 911, so the deputy had to give him a call and tell him to stop calling about his goddamn weed. The deputy did a follow-up video in which he said that he called the man to let him know not to call... Okay, Florida, again, do not use your brights in foggy weather, and do not call the sheriff's department to report your drugs. If they're missing or not, if someone steals your drugs... If someone gives you a bad trade for your money in drugs or what have you, do not call the police. The police care about your drugs, but only in the capacity of your possession of said drugs and arresting your ass. So, anyway, he said that the guy started to freak out a little bit on the phone and hung up on him shortly thereafter. So do not call the police department about your drugs, please. Thank you. All right, our next Florida, crazy Florida news story of the night comes from Tampa Bay Times, where someone got a little carried away again. For nearly 17 years, Austin, a 20-year-old resident of Keystone Heights, Florida, has eaten nothing but macaroni and cheese. I still can't wrap my head around this. I just the thought of it. I'm like, do you like poop like Velveeta bricks? According to his therapist, Austin has a selective eating disorder known as avoidant restricted food intake disorder. It is a mental condition where new foods can trigger negative physical and psychological reactions. According to the Center for Discover, the condition is often linked to traumatic events. When Austin was a child, he was removed from his home and diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and now lives with his grandparents. Austin said that the disorder has had a negative impact on his social life. He doesn't eat out and maintains few friendships. He wants that to change, saying that it's weird for him to think of anything, if eating anything that's not yellow. That's just a frightening thought right there. Your diet of nothing but plasticized yellow pasta.
The choice. I wonder though if you could make him a real mac and cheese that still had the same kind of noodles, still had the same color, and maybe just it was healthier, if that would still be rejected by his body. So is he now addicted to whatever kind of chemically cheese?
Well, I don't think he's necessarily, it's a psychological thing. So he's not, I think it's more of a new experiences kind of freak him out. Austin said the choice is not voluntary. He's actually sick of eating the same thing and has occasionally tried other foods. His body, however, will reject even something he thinks tastes good. So, but it sounds like he's in therapy. So he knows it's bad for his health and he has sought help in the past, but has had trouble finding a therapist who understood his disorder and would accept his insurance. Isn't that always the case? It's always the fucking insurance. But now he drives about 90 miles to visit his current therapist. So
90 minutes.
Yeah, or 90 minutes. So, which could be about 90 miles, roughly, give or take. Yeah, well, in Tampa traffic, that could be 2 miles.
1 mile and oh, boy.
But, yeah, wow. How about that? So, crazy. All right. So let's,
oh, boy, we got a nice one coming up.
You got a sexy one coming up? All right. All right. Florida naked craziness knows no boundaries. Our final story comes from KCEN News in Temple, Texas, about, you guessed it, a Florida man. Jordan, 18, was staying at an apartment for the weekend when he saw a couple come into the gated community just after 3 in the morning. Jordan made conversation with the couple and said he thought they were cool, so he followed them back to their apartment without them noticing. Jordan told police that he had left to get his shoes from the apartment he was staying at and walked back to the apartment he knew to be the couple's. The woman later told police that she lived there with 3 other roommates and that her boyfriend was spending the night. Jordan said he walked into the apartment but didn't find anyone on the main floor, so he went to the second floor. Jordan told police that the bedroom doors were locked, so he went up to the 3rd floor and found the couple's door slightly ajar when they were fucking. So he stood in the door and watched.
He was in propinquity.
There you go. He was in propinquity. Fucking. Good for you, Jordan.
To them fucking.
The woman's boyfriend noticed Jordan in the doorway and called out, asking who was there. The couple then called the police, and when officers arrived, they began searching the apartment because the couple said they never heard the intruder leave.
Ooh.
Yes. An officer entered the 3rd floor bedroom of one of the roommates, who was actually still sleeping, and Jordan appeared from behind the bathroom door and said, "I am right here." He was arrested and charged with criminal trespass. Jordan told officers he was watching the couple have sex and said that, quote, "where he was from, they don't get that," end quote, according to court documents.
We don't get that channel.
We don't get that channel. He admitted that if he had been sober, he probably would not have made these decisions. Jordan remains in the Brazos County Jail on $5,000 bond. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, I'm just going to say, that's if he was drunk, that's pretty good for eluding everybody until you finally just have to come out and say, fuck, here I am, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right. Tell me about it.
All right, here you go, Betty.
Yeah.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. Mm-hmm. Be sure to visit us at Cheyenne.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Ooh, that was necessary but loud. Sorry, folks.
That's lovely. Ezel has a show title.
No Restrictions. That sounds like a good title. I'll go with that.
Yeah. So
what do you got to say?
Wow, Roger's testicles have gotten so large, he got the robotic equivalent of gangrene. Wow, wow. Don't we have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
Yeah, we do. Vacation, right, Anthony? Let's see. What do we have here on this list?
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan.
I'm not a fan of fascist TSA agents.
So what makes a fascist TSA agent?
All right. So I get it. You know, they're rent-a-cops at the airport. You're sending shit through the scanners. You think you're important. It's really all part of window dressing to make us all feel better. Because, you know, what happened? A vape pen exploded on a luggage belt. Was it a luggage? Where did it explode, Joe?
Well, it wasn't a vape pen. It turned out to be a cell phone battery because the package fell off the cart and it got run over. So, of course, it's going to blow up.
Ah, there we go. So, yeah, great. Anywho, so, you know, I'm going through O'Hare. It's kind of busy. It's fine. It's like, whatever. We'll just go through the thing. And then I get thing where you go through your little terminal thing. We had already been separated. You know, the agent that checks your ticket was more than happy to... We have a call, but he's going to have to wait. The agent was more than happy to keep the family of four together, but did not see the reason to keep us together. But we stayed pretty together, but we got separated at the scanning booth. And I put my stuff on the conveyor belt, and this gaggle of old people come by. And I don't mind old people. I get it. You know, we all get old. We're all there. We all come to Florida somehow to retire and make life easier. Oh, excuse me. And, you know, it's one of those things where they stop me, and they let all these people through with their wheelchairs and their walkers and their hurricanes and their this and their that. So, you know, my husband's on the other side already. He's getting his shoes on and getting dressed because, you know, you got to get naked now to fly nowadays. So then I get in, I step into the scanner booth, and the woman, she does a scanny thing, and then she kicks me out. And she says to me, she goes, "Hey, I got to recalibrate the machine. It's going to take a minute. Step outside, and when I'm done, I'll go ahead and scan you through." Okay, great. I'm already a little upset, but I'm like, that's fine. Just do your thing. I understand these things need to recount. I get it. Just do the fucking thing. Let me get through it, and I'll be happy. So I'm waiting there, and this other gaggle of old people come up. And this one woman, she steps right up next to me.
I'm thinking there's like 36 like, old people.
I'm like no, there were. There were like five. There were five on the first round. Are there like four or five on this one? Okay. And I know that's you, Ezel. I'm sorry, Ezel. We'll get you soon. Hold on. And yeah, and she was just insistent that she was next. And I looked at her and I said, "I've already been in the scanner. The agent had to recalibrate it. When she is done, I am next." And the agent on the other side, she's like, "Yeah, that's what happened." So then this one dickhead, rent-a-cop, is standing there, who's like corralling the old people through. And he's like, "I'm sorry, they have to go before you." I'm like, "No, they don't. I've already let people go in front of me. I'm waiting for the machine. I was in the machine. I'm ready to go."
Why are other people going ahead of you?
Because they're handicapped and they're old.
And so they don't need to go through the machine?
No, they go through the machine, but they go in front of everyone in line. It's like the fast pass now at the amusement park. Yeah, if you're disabled, you don't wait in line anymore. You go to the front. And I'm like, I've already let a bunch of people through. I'm not, you know, this isn't going to work. And he got snippy with me, and he's like, "Well, you have to do what I say." And I'm like, "No, fuck you. I'm going through the machine because I'm pissed off at this point." He's like, "I can arrest you." And I'm like, "Go for it." And then the woman on the other side, she's like, "Oh, okay, it's working. Step on through, sir." And I'm like, "Okay, thank you very much." And I stepped in the machine, and there I went, and I got on my plane.
And we have a call.
And we do have a call. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Briefly, but you're on the air. Caller. Hello, caller. Oh, I see. Hold on, caller. Caller, you're muted. Caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, caller. There you are.
Am I here?
You're here. We hear you, caller.
Hi, this is Ezel, man.
Hi, Ezel. How's it going?
Hi, Ezel.
Great. I just want to say, I know I got a little time here. Thanks for stopping by the bee farm when you were doing your trip in Chicago. That was a great thing there.
Well, I was glad to come and see the bee farm. That was exciting and enriching experience. It was cold, but exciting and enriching.
You got to meet my two beekeepers, Matea and TC, man. Them guys are great because I don't do much beekeeping because, you know, I'm always stoned and I always get bees up my ass.
Well, I know at one point you had some bees up your pants, so there you go. Yeah.
And then the bees will go up your pants and up your nuts in like warm spots.
But I'm sure, yeah, definitely.
I got a great idea when we were out there doing that bee thing. And I was thinking, you know, they use the smokers, you know, to calm down the bees. We're going to add a little hula in them smokers next time.
There you go.
Really calm down the bees.
There you go.
All right, boys. Well, it was good seeing you guys. It was a great show tonight listening, and I'm glad you're back. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Ezel. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Because I think them idiot lights will go come on pretty soon.
Yeah, they're already coming on.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Have a good time.
Thanks, Ezel. You too. Take it easy.
And smoke them if you got them.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ezel.
Bye, Ezel.
All right. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I forgot where I put my pants. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Still unpacking. Where did the propinquity did I put the... Oh, hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show here on Cheyampa Radio. Be sure to tune on in the weekend for the World Labor Hour, Saturdays at noon Eastern. Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, headphone meditation, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and a whole lot more. Visit Cheyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule.
You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Cheyampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the... Well, you will be finding us again on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. Or you can always just go to the web and go to CHIAMPA.org. Cheyampa.org.
Well, the Shoutcast streams show up again.
The Shoutcast streams will show up.
But the tune-in, yeah, the tune-in, that, yeah, you got to figure out what magic you can work with that thing.
So, yes. Yeah, well, it's just an email. It's an awkward email that you got to send with a little code in the subject line, and it's complex.
It's un-American.
It's un-American. I don't know about all that, but I guess... Oh, it's the American music coming out in the background.
I have Chex Mix on my shirt.
You have Chex Mix on your shirt. I like your shirt, though. It says, teachers change the world. They do.
It's comfy, and it was
and
free.
If we have shitty teachers that get paid shitty wages and have shitty conditions and shitty kids because they got shitty parents and a shitty life, and they make shitty money because nobody wants a shitty pay...
Sounds like Joe's talking a lot of shit.
You know what?
He's got some shit.
It is a lot of shit right now.
It is a lot of shit.
There's a lot of shit.
So thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Tuesday. Check out our blog at Cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't watch the neighbors have sex with the mac and cheese after the cops busted you for calling about your stolen weed. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q. For Kweef.
But be in the propinquity for weed.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
something like that.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit Shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.